When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
The Anton Savage Show
with Kiries.ie
on News Talk.
Very worrying story on the front page of the Irish Daily Mail today. And what it reveals is that the Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, her family had to be evacuated from her house. That is, reports suggest that that's her husband and her two small children. She wasn't in the house at the time and they were evacuated from the home because somebody said that there was a bomb in the house, number of threats made. And threats that the Gardaí, according to the Irish Daily Mail, are regarding with utmost seriousness. It's an exclusive and it's written by John Lee, the group political editor. And John is with us this morning. Good morning, John.
Morning, Anton.
This is fairly shocking. What do we know?
There was a phone call, two phone calls made, the second of which I know for certain, according to security sources, was made to the Samaritans. There's a certain precedence to that, but we may or may not get to that because there's legal issues around an awful lot of this as well. Saying that there was an explosive device at the minister's home in County Meath, the minister wasn't there. She was in dull business at the time. It was late in the evening. Politicians, as we know, often work late. But her husband and two very young children, babies almost, were at home. Because it was a second phone call, the guards and security consultants around the minister decided that it was best then to take any people out of that property and search it for devices, as they do. So you can imagine the terror upon any family having to endure this. It's why there are issues around this of more concern even, is that this is at least the second time that there's been a bomb scare at, and one is almost reluctant to call it a bomb scare, a bomb threat at Miss McEntee's home. There's a person serving an extended custodial sentence for doing such a thing, and court evidence heard that a threat was phoned to the Samaritans. Like, you know, sometimes there's a problem, maybe because we were newer, people of your my generation might be a little inured to bomb scares and bomb threats because of what went on in Northern Ireland and in the UK in relation to the provisional IRA. But to having, as a journalist, received death threats myself down the years, it's the most disconcerting of experiences. Because your life is being threatened, but when this is extended to a family of young children,
well, that's the thing, John. I mean, two little kids under the age of
states
three.
States of mind, yes, yes. If you recall, Miss McEntee has had maternity leave during her period as Minister for Justice, so these children are, the calculation is fairly simple to make on their ages. But no, it illustrates an extraordinary escalation in the conduct of certain members of the public towards politicians. And whatever one thinks of this, laws are now being broken. People are receiving custodial sentences for threats and harassment of politicians. There's been quite a number of these court cases in recent years, which is not something I certainly recall when I started as a political journalist happening with any regularity or if at all.
I'm intrigued in relation to the Garda response, because obviously I'm not asking you to go into any of the detail of how they come to the conclusion, but the fact that it's being described as being treated with utmost seriousness, the guards deal with a lot, and you cited your own experience, they deal with a lot of people who get random death threats. If they take it this seriously, it means they were concerned.
Well, I'm not sure what one does. I mean, again, you're reluctant to apply any level of professionalism or cogency to a bomb threat, But if those security people around a minister believe that there is some credence to what is being said, they have to then act, which would indicate that they thought this was not. Again, I don't want to denigrate the situation at all, but this was not some lunatic phoning for a pub. Whatever devices they have to ascertain what was going on here, they have to then take action. If, God forbid, something happens and security personnel have decided that this was not something they should have taken seriously, you know, there'd be serious questions to ask.
Is the attitude towards this beginning to shift? We've seen Simon Harris question the engagement of Gardaí with the far right, particularly in respect of protests. And he cited his own experience with people outside his home. But we've now had Harris, we've had Donnelly, we've had O'Gorman, we've had the siege of the Dáil, where people were unable to come in and out for hours, where we saw the footage of Michael Healy-Ray effectively being protected by Gardaí to get in and out of the Dáil. This is part of a pattern, surely, at this stage.
And don't forget this, you're correct, and don't forget this, crazily, in my opinion, as much of austerity was, there was full-time guard protection was taken away from ministers, which is a rather unprecedented move in the Western world. That has all been reinstated. Again, whatever anyone thinks about the necessity for that, the Garda Commissioner felt that under his own personal review that all security had to be reinstalled on cabinet ministers. There is additional security measures being rolled out for all politicians in Leinster House. Councillors now have to go out banging on doors over the next few weeks. And again, you know, I've been asked on other broadcast outlets, and I hasten to add, not a News Talk, I talk rather strange questions like, if politicians put themselves up in front of the public, are they not then opening themselves up to this kind of thing? As I said, laws are being broken. People are going to court, being convicted and jailed for their activities towards politicians. And this is not... this is not a party exclusive thing. We had an incident with former Sinn Féin TD Jonathan O'Brien, and you know, one would think a fella who's you know, a tough, enduring man, where a person got a custodial sentence for very, very serious harassment and the treatment of him, which, you know, he had not brought upon himself, and nor did anyone think, I'm sure, that he deserved that. Kieran Cannon has just left politics and retired, announced his retirement, and cited some of the behaviour that he has had to endure. Now, he has witnessed and been the victim of two very, very serious incidents. One saw a bench warrant issued against a man for threatening behaviour towards him. That's, you know, that's the law. That these laws about threats to people's persons are now being broken. There was another incident that he was involved in, which is still before the courts, and we won't go into, but where Anne Rabbit and he were at a meeting where some disgusting material was thrown at them. So, you know, it's an absolute heightened, to say the least, level of conduct. And let's not forget, two MPs in our nearest neighbour have been killed going about their the course of the work in the last couple of years. And there is a fear now, and I'm not being over the top in saying this, amongst politicians, that someone's going to die.
John, I appreciate your time this morning. That's John Lee, Group Political Editor of the Irish Daily Mail. And that story is on the front page of the Irish Daily Mail. To get a reaction from the political sphere, Éan O'Riordan, Labour Party TD, is with us. Éan, there's been a pattern of this kind of stuff outside of politicians' houses and relating to politicians, but it fits in with the wider pattern of what we have seen in Newtown Men Kennedy during the week, where Gardaí had stones flung at them and three Gardaí cars were damaged. In your own constituency outside the Crown Paints in Coolock, we had man on a wearing balaclava riding a horse into traffic, intimidating people. This seems to be becoming the norm.
Yeah, and look, first of all, I just want to send out my own solidarity with Minister McEntee, and I've posted my views online this morning about it.
And those views are what, Éan?
Well, look, this isn't entirely new, this type of protest. 10 years ago, there was a lot of activity outside TD's houses. There was protests outside TD's houses. There was threats made to ministers. ministers of state. You know, I know I was a minister of state for about 18 months, and there was a period where wherever I went, there was a large garden presence, which, you know, the atmosphere was pretty toxic, and there was a level of sort of political allowance given to that at the time, which I felt was wrong. We all know what happened to Joan Burton, and that was turned into a political...
But whatever about the past, what about this?
Yeah, so what my point is that I feel that lines were crossed at that time, and now those lines are well in the distance, because we have a ratcheting up of political anger and rhetoric, particularly in relation to the immigration debate, which is leading to the dehumanization of politicians. And I have to say, I've been doing this for about 20 years. What I'm coming across, and I'm running in the European election at the moment, what I'm coming across at the moment is unprecedented level of anger, violent language, abuse, which is making a lot of political parties finding it difficult to find candidates.
And are you happy with the level of Garda intervention, Anne? Because one of the things that has characterised a lot of the public protest is the wrong phrase, a lot of the public fomentation of abuse and aggression has been Garda standing by as spectators rather than actively engaging and arresting.
Well, I think the Garda can't win in this scenario. The Gardaí go in heavy-handed and it becomes a riot, and the Gardaí will be accused of being heavy-handed. They stand off and they're accused of not engaging. Every protest is different and is viewed on its own merits. The dynamics of each protest is different. You have to just accept that the Gardaí on the ground in any particular scenario are the experts and know what's at stake.
But surely, and I mean, to paraphrase the Taoiseach's quote in the Irish Daily Mail, where he's saying you don't protest with an axe. Do you protest with a balaclava?
No, you don't. You don't. But I suppose the wider thing I'd say here is that in the political system, there are those in Leinster House who are adding to this problem, who are adding to the, you know, the anger, who are adding to the violence, if I might go that far. I mean, there are people in Leinster House who are using terminology such as we're being colonised. They are equating immigration with crime as often as they possibly can. And they have convinced a certain cohort of people who don't engage in mainstream media anymore, don't listen to this programme, don't listen to RTE, don't read mainstream newspapers, who are on their phones, you know, engaging in a particular algorithm that bounces off ideas off them that they particularly resonate with. And they are now convinced, or have been convinced, that immigration means crime, and that on some bizarre, toxic level, that they are protecting their communities and protecting their women folk. I mean, this is 1950s Alabama stuff.
So how do you unpick that, Aon? How do you solve
that? Well, I think you have to challenge, and we all have to challenge, those who are trying to get cheap political gain and carving out a few racist votes for themselves by using this sort of rhetoric. We do have the Rural Independents who, once again, are throwing down an immigration motion next week. And I think we have to be much stronger in calling that out. The entire political system I see in Leinster House is moving to the right. Sinn Féin have decided now that they're against hate crime legislation, that they want more restrictions on Ukrainian refugees, that they're against the EU migration pact because, you know, they're against open borders, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And there doesn't seem to be a level of political coherence saying, no, actually, there's a line here and we cannot cross this line, because we've seen what's happened across Europe. Europe has now been dominated by this issue, absolutely dominated by it. You know, we see what's happened in Poland and in Hungary and Germany and in the Netherlands. The UK have actually left the European Union largely on the basis of the immigration question. So I think we need an awful lot more honesty and a little bit more leadership from those in politics,
okay,
who I believe, many of them, and at local level as well, are heightening tensions, heightening fear, and far too eager to pander to this stuff. I mean, we just had a Croatian man beaten to death a number of weeks ago, apparently because he was an immigrant and wasn't speaking English. And by the way, it's not just politicians that need to be worried about their own safety. This will move on to where guards live. This will move on to where teachers live. Because what happens with this far-right ideology is that they decide that any public servant with an interface with the public are those who need to be challenged. And this is what has happened in other European countries.
Okay.
And, you know, there's there's a level of leadership and responsibility that the system needs to take, and they're not taking it.
Eoin, thank you very much. That's Eoin O'Riordan, Labour Party TD. A lot of reaction coming in by text. FYI, not only did the Gardaí have stones thrown at them, the workers also had missiles thrown at them. They were verbally abused, they were threatened, they were intimidated. Another, Anton, it's not surprising that people are utterly disgusted with politicians. They are seen by a rapidly growing number of people to only represent the interests of corporate and global institutions and not to listen to the concerns of their own citizens.
The Anton Savage Show
with Kiri's.ie
on News Talk.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.